Okay, today's daf is Zvachim Daf Pei Aleph. We left off on Daf Pei Amid Beis, just to get us back into the sugya, what we were discussing. Again, we're traveling through the 8th parak of Masechta Zvachim, where it discusses all the issues of Tarova. So we started off discussing animals that are live animals that get mixed together. You have an animal that's kosher for a karban, mixed together with an animal that's not kosher for a karban. And we discussed all of the various permutations of that. Then we moved on to Evarim mixed with other Evarim. The animal's already been shechted, and you have the different limbs of different animals. Limbs of an animal that's kosher for karban, mixed with limbs of an animal that's not kosher for a karban. And then we moved on yesterday to start discussing in the Mishnah, 9 Testament of Bays, dam of Tmimim with dam of Bali Mumin, blood of animals that gets mixed together. Now, within the world of dam, of blood that gets mixed together, there are two ways blood can get mixed. One is a yavesh be yavesh kind of mixture, and the other is a lach be lach kind of mixture. So you ask, how can you have a yavesh be yavesh with dam? Dam, by definition, is lach. No, but the point is that you could have a mixture of dam where the blood gets poured into the same cup and it all gets mixed together, or you can have a mixture of dam where you have a cup of blood from a kosher carbon, a cup of blood from pasul carbon, and you forget which cup is which. So that's also called a mixture of dam. That's called kosos, that the kosos get mixed together without actually having the dam itself getting mixed together. So if we recall yesterday on the bottom of Amud Aleph, we had the shita of Rav Ashi. It was to try to answer a question to explain the shita of Rabbi Lazar, but either way we had a shita of Rav Ashi that held Ein Bila, that when you have a mixture of dam that gets mixed together in the same cup, you don't necessarily assume that every single time you take a drop of blood out, that contained in there is pieces from both of the ingredients in the blood. Meaning, if I have dam of a tamim with dam of a balmum, when I take out a drop of blood, I don't necessarily assume that within that drop is a little bit of dam of tamim and a little bit of blood of a balmum. We don't assume that there's bila, that it's totally mixed together, and therefore any drop is automatically has both elements in it. Rav Ashi said, no, ain't bila. We don't assume that. When I take out a drop of blood, it might be pure blood of balmum and not have any blood of a tam, or vice versa. I don't know for sure that it has necessarily both mixed in. That's Rav Ashi's Shita. So we're going to start asking, or continue asking, really, on Rav Ashi's Shita. That's where we left off in the Gemara. We are about 7 lines from the bottom of the page on Daf Pei Amid Beis. So says the Gemara, Toshima. Let's bring a raya. Hanisan matana achas shenasar v'minisan matana achas yinas matana achas. Our Mishnah said, let's say two types of blood get mixed together from two different karbanos, but each of these karbanos only required one matan dam on the mizbeach. So don't worry, just do one matan dam on the mizbeach, then you'll for sure satisfy both karbanos. So what does that tell you? Doesn't that tell you that if I do a single matan dam, I'm assuming that within that drop of blood I'm putting on the mizbeach, I have both the blood of both of the karbanos, of both of the ingredients in my mixture? So viam retain bila, amay nosun matanachas, dumi mi hai kayav, mi hai lo kayav. But if you're going to assume ain bila, if you're going to assume that they don't necessarily get mixed together completely, like Rav Ashi assumed, so then why would you only give one matnas dam? Why would you only do one matnas dam? Maybe when you do one matnas dam, you're putting all the blood from one karban and none from the other karban. So the other karban's still not having a matnas dam. How could you do only one matnas dam? So it's a kashan ravashi. Answers the Gemara, kiyon shenasarvu achas ba'achas. No, the case that we're dealing with is you have exactly one drop of the blood of one karban and exactly one drop of the blood of another karban that get mixed together. And when we say that you do one matana, it really means you do one matana for each karban. So you're actually doing two matanos, and therefore you're guaranteed that you're putting blood from both karbanos on the mizbeach. And that's why you're fulfilling the shita. I mean, it's almost ikar chasam and asefer over here. The Gemara's primary answer is not just that it's achas ba'achas, that it's one drop of each karban getting mixed together, but it's that when we say yinasun matana achas, that you then put one Nesina on the Mizbeach, what it really means is two Nesinas on the Mizbeach. That part the Gemara doesn't spell out. Rashi spells that out. If you look at Rashi, Achas Bachas, Shir Matana Mizeh, Vashir Mizeh, you have exactly the Shir, I shouldn't say a drop, whatever the Shir Matana is, from one carbon, and the Shir Matana from another carbon mixed together. V'katani Yinasnu Matana Achas, and it says you should just put one placing on the Mizbeach, that means Bishvil kol echad ka'amar. For each one, for each of the karbanos, darhainu shtei matanos, which really means that you're doing shtei matanos on the mizbeach, Rashi explains. Denimsu shtei b'mizbeach. It will turn out that they're both, in fact, on the mizbeach, that both of the karbanos will then be on the mizbeach. So therefore, that is not a kasha on Rav Ashi. So the Gemara says, okay, but let's read weiter in the Mishnah, and we're going to see a kasha on Rav Ashi. Matan arba b'matan arba. The Mishnah spoke about a case where you have two karbanos get mixed together, blood of two karbanos that gets mixed together, and each of those karbanos requires four matanos on the mizbeach. So the Mishnah said, okay, do four matanos on the mizbeach, and you will have covered both karbanos. But according to Rav Ashi, you will not have covered both karbanos, because ein bila. Maybe all the blood you're putting on the mizbeach was from one karban, maybe it's all from the other karban, maybe the first two matanos were from one karban, the second two were from the other karban, and you're satisfying nobody. So how is it that you're satisfying both karbanos if you hold ein bila? If you hold yesh bila, it's gevaldik, right? Because it's all mixed together. Every matana you do is by definition from both karbanos. But if you hold ein bila, it's a major problem. Answers the Gemara, we misread that part of the Mishnah also. Hachanami shinasarvu arba ba'arba. That case was also talking about where the amount that got mixed together was exactly four matanos worth from one karban, with four matanos worth of blood from the other karban, and what you're actually putting on the mizbeach is eight matanos of dam, and therefore you're guaranteed that you have four matanos from each karban. And therefore, that's why, according to Rav Ashi, it works out very well. Okay, so says Gemara, let's challenge Rav Ashi further from our Mishnah. Matan arba b'matana achas. Now this was a machlokas in the Mishnah. What if you have a situation where blood that's supposed to be put on the mizbeach one time gets mixed together with blood of a carbon that's supposed to be put on the mizbeach four times? So that's where it got a little more complicated. Rabbi Eliezer said you do four times. Rabbi Yeshua says you do one time. And Rabbi Eliezer was concerned if you do any less than four, it's going to be baltigra on the carbon that needs four matanos. Rabbi Yeshua is concerned that if you do any more than one, it's going to be baltosif on the carbon that needs only one matana. So, but bottom line is, over there we say that according to Rabbi Eliezer, that you should do four matanos of dam. But wait a second, if you hold like Rav Ashi, that ein bila, how does four matanos of dam satisfy both karbanos? Because after all, maybe all four matanos of dam were from the blood of the karban that requires four matanos, and none of the blood came from the karban that requires one matana. So how did you say, or maybe three of those matanos dam were from blood that needs four matanos, the fourth one was from the blood that only needs one matana, and you never got the fourth matanos dam from the karban that requires four matanos. If you hold ein bila, none of this works out. So v'chitema, so maybe you'll say, no, we misread that line also. This is what Rabbi Eliezer meant. Hachinami b'nisarev ba'achas. What happened over here is that exactly one matnos dam worth of a bechor got mixed with four matnos dam worth of an ola, right? The bechor only requires one matnos dam, the ola requires four. And when we said, when Rabbi Eliezer says in the Mishnah that you do four matnos dam, he means you do five matnos dam. He means that you make sure that you do five matanos to satisfy all of the karbanos, the ola which requires four, and the bechor that requires one. That's what Rabbi Eliezer means to say. Rashi spells that out. V'chitei machinami b'nisarev, says Rashi, matana achas mina bechor b'shir matandalin matanos mina ola, u'deka'amar yinasru matandalin. When it says that you should put four matnos dam, it means yinasru chameshtan ka'amar. It means really to put five matnos dam, shunisanin dalin matanos vaday mina ola, so that you will be certain that you have four matnos dam from the ola. Vas Rabbi Yeshua lemeimar yesh bila, and Rabbi Yeshua would come and say that I disagree. I think there's yesh bila, meaning Rabbi Eliezer would work out very well according to Rav Ashi that it's really ein bila, and that's why you need to do five matnos dam. And Rabbi Yeshua, who disagrees in the Mishnah, Rav Ashi would tell you Rabbi Yeshua thinks yesh bila, and that's why a single matana would work for both of them, and better not to violate Baal Tosif, right? That would be Rabbi Yeshua's position. But Ihachi asked the Gemara, if that's the case, Amarlo Rabbi Yeshua Hareu overal bal Tosif. Wait a second, Rabbi Yeshua's challenge back to Rabbi Eliezer is, how can you do what you said to put all those matnos dam? Isn't it going to be bal Tosif? Hacha Bal Tosif Mehecha. What kind of Bal Tosif? What was the Ukimta we just made in the Mishnah? That Rabbi Eliezer was talking about a case where you have exactly one matnas dam worth of blood from a Bechar mixed with exactly four matnas dam worth of blood from an Ola. So there's no way you're putting more than one matnas dam of a Bechar on the Mizbeach. It can't be Bal Tosif. You only have in the mixture one matnas dam worth of a Bechar. So what kind of Bal Tosif? How could Rabbi Yeshua be tying to Rabbi Eliezer that it's Bal Tosif if the Ukimta of Ravashi that the Gemara is making within Ravashi is correct, that you only have in the Tarovis in the first place a single matnas dam? Ella Amar Rava. So Rava says, let's go scratch the whole thing, let's change the whole story over here. Bibalu lo pligi. The machlokes that we have in our Mishnah, all the answers that we gave before are invalid, because the whole machlokas is not in relation to a situation of balul, of two bloods that are mixed together in a single cup. Ki pligi bikosos. The whole machlokas in the Mishnah between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua is if two cups of blood are confused for each other. Not mixed with each other, confused for each other. There's never a tarovis of the blood itself. And that's why the Rabbi Eliezer islay rowin. Rabbi Eliezer says you could do all the matnos dam you want, and whatever matnos dam are unnecessary, you can view as water, and view them as if it's not a problem of Bal Tosif, because it's just water that you're putting on the Mizbeach. And the Rabbanon, leslu rowin. The Rabbanon don't hold of rowin. The Rabbanon will say, no, we're sorry, you can't go and put as many matnos dam as you want on the Mizbeach, because we can't pretend that the dam is water. But they're not arguing in a case of balul, right? If you look at Rashi, Elam Arava, Kol Hanach Shnui D'Shanin and Lo T'Shanin D'Vaday Atachtonim Alulo D'Katani. When it says that the Tachtonim is Alulo, it means Bein L'Shem Shirayim Bein L'Tchilas Ola Ka'amar U'Masnisin D'Matan Dalid B'Matana Achas. When the Mishnah speaks about a mixture of blood from a Karban Ola and blood from a Bechar, B'Di'ika Tuva Mikol Chad Ka'amar, it means that there's plenty of blood from each of them that are mixed together. But still, our Mishnah is not going to be a proof of Yesh Bila, and therefore a problem on Rav Ashi. The Tikshul Rav Ashi, the Ikel Shnuye, because you can always answer, HaMasnis and Dele El, De Elyonim V'Tachtonim, Masnis and Dematan Dal, Dematan Achas, Lav B'Balul Pligi. Our Mishnah may not be talking about where blood actually gets mixed. Elibitarovas Kosos, it's where two cups of blood get confused for each other. And that's where Vekamer Rabbi Lazar Be'elyonim V'tachtonim Ditein Shneim L'mala U'lamata U'shneim K'sherin, that Rabbi Eliezer will say if blood of in two Kosos, one belongs on top of the Mizbeach, the other on the bottom of the Mizbeach, Rabbi Eliezer will say put them both on top, both on the bottom, they're both going to be kosher, and whatever blood doesn't belong, I'll pretend it's water, right? The blood that belonged on the bottom that you actually that you threw on top, pretend that's water, and therefore it's all going to work out. And the same will be true when you have an ola and a bechar that get kosos, one kos of dam of an ola and one kos of dam of a bechar, and I can't identify which is which. So good, give him a matnas dam from all of them, and whatever I'm doing wrong, whatever is do four matnas dam from both of them, and whatever I'm doing wrong, okay, so assume that's just water, pretend that's water. Rabbi Eliezer holds of the idea of rowan, whereas the Rabbanan don't hold of the idea of rowan, that you can pretend that whatever you're doing incorrectly is just water. Now we're going to question this idea that the machlokas doesn't exist in a case where the blood actually gets mixed together. But before we do that, just to back up a step, the Gemara said, well, wait a second. If the Ukimta of the Mishnah is that you have exactly one matnas dam worth of a Bechar that gets mixed with four matnas dam worth of an Ola, how could you ever have a question that it might be Bal Tosif? You can't possibly be doing more than one matnas dam of a Bechar. You only have one matnas dam worth of a Bechar in the mixture in the first place. Right? That was the Gemara's Kasha. Bal Tosif Mehecha. Where are you ever going to be doing Bal Tosif? You only have one matnas dam of a Bechar in the mixture in the first place. Now, there's a misplaced Tosos over here. Very important Tosos, though. The Tosos appears on Daf Pei Amid Beis, and the fourth Tosos on the page on Daf Pei Amid Beis, even though it really belongs over here. And it's noted in the Masoras HaShas that it's Shayich Ladaf Shachareza, but the Dibra Maskel Bal Tosif Mehecha on that line of the Gemara. Frek Tosos, what do you mean you can't have Bal Tosef just because there's only one matnas dam worth of blood of a Bechor mixed in? Temeli, halav matana achas shel Bechor, I efshar shelo yuchlu l'chalek l'shtayim. Yeah, you only have one matnas dam worth of a Bechor mixed into this mixture, but let's say when I throw the first matnas dam, I only get half of that blood of the Bechor into that first matnas dam. The rest of the blood is coming from the blood of the Ola. And then I do my second matnas dam, I have the other half of the matnas dam of the Bechor that was in that mixture being put on the Mizbeach. So I'm doing two matnas dam with the one matnas dam worth of a Bechor. Is that not Bal Tosef? He says, Vim Kane, Dilma Yav Minei Shtei Kronos. Maybe you're taking from the one matnas dam of a Bechor, the blood that's, let's say, a matnas dam worth, let's say, is 1 ounce, right? So I have exactly 1 ounce of Bechor blood in the mixture. But maybe in my first matnas dam, I'm getting a half an ounce of Bechor blood in that matnas dam. In the second matnas dam, I'm getting another half an ounce of Bechor blood. So isn't that Bal Tosef? So you can tell me, no, Ein Bila. Ein Bila means that it's not all mixed together. It doesn't all become, you don't assume that every time I take a drop out, it contains within that drop both components, both the Bechor blood and the Ola blood. Ein Bila means you don't have to. It doesn't have to be that way. Then not every drop necessarily is going to contain both components. But Ein Bila can't be telling me that it's impossible for that to happen. Obviously, it's possible that if I have blood mixed together and I take out a single ounce of blood, obviously it's possible that it might be some Bechor blood and some Ola blood. That's certainly possible. The Avogav Ein Bila Zeh She Yachol Yos Mizeh Adam Levado. Ein Bila means it's possible that when I take out 1 ounce, I'm taking out 1 ounce of pure Bechor blood. Or when I take out 1 ounce, I'm taking out 1 ounce of pure Ola blood. It's possible, but not that it has to be that way. But the truth is, it could also be that when I take out 1 ounce, it's some Ola blood and some Bechor blood. And maybe you're going to tell me, no, you know what you did then? If let's say I got a half an ounce of Bechor blood with my first Nesinas Dam, and a half an ounce of Bechor blood with my second Nesinas Dam, well then I didn't do two Nesinos, I did zero Nesinos. Because the Bechor blood has to be, what's a Kedei Nesina? Rishumo Nikar. Kedei Nesina means you're putting enough blood from the Bechor that it would make a recognizable mark on the Mizbeach. Well, if I only get a half an ounce on each Nesinas Dam, I never did a Rishumo Nikar. So maybe I'm doing zero Nesinos of Dam, I'm not doing two, so it's not going to be a Bal Tosef problem if that were to happen. No, says Tosfos, if that were the case, how could you eat this carbon? If you didn't do matnas dam at all, if there's a possibility that you got a big zero out of it, well then you can't eat the carbon. So what are the possibilities over here? How come the Gemara assumes that the possibility is only that when I do one matnas dam, I'm taking pure 1 ounce Bechor blood, and that's it, and that's my matnas dam of Bechor, and any other matnas dam I do is not tainted at all with Bechor blood? Right? How could there are two other possibilities. There's another possibility. The other possibility is that the Bechor blood gets split amongst many Nesinos of Dam. And however you want to view that, whether you want to view that as I did many Nesinos with Bechor blood and therefore it's Bal Tosef, or you want to view that as it's been so diluted I did zero Nesinos with Bechor blood, then I shouldn't be able to eat the carbon. But how could you just automatically assume that it's okay? So it says Tosos Yesod. V'yeshlomer d'yeshir l'shtei kronos, v'kibun de'ein bila, ein kan rak safek Bal Tosef. He says, ein bila at least makes it a safek Bal Tosef. Meaning it's possible when I did my first Nesinas Dam, I got the full ounce of Bechor Dam, I did that Nesina, and that's it. And I'm yotzei mimitzvah Bechor, and everything I did afterwards was with Ola Dam, and therefore I'm okay. It's possible. It's also possible, right, that it got all mixed together, and I did half an ounce of Bechor blood here, half an ounce, but it's a suffix. I don't know. I could have done it right, I could have done it wrong. When you have a suffix, Bal Tosef, mishum suffix zeh lo yaniach karbano. We don't ruin a karban on account of a suffix, Bal Tosef. Only on account of a vadai, Bal Tosef. When it's only a suffix, Bal Tosef, we're not going to ruin a karban. Now, The one of the Achronim, the Taras HaKodesh, points out, wait a second, even if for a Safek Bal Tosef you would ruin a carbon, you would be Monea the Hakrava, over here you still understand what the Gemara is asking, because over here, if you're not committing Bal Tosef, and you're going to go with the other option, and only do one Matnas Dam, you're going to be committing Bal Tigra. So if your choices are a Vadai Bal Tigra, or a Safek Bal Tosif, obviously you'll go with the Safek Bal Tosif, even if you don't have such a rule that for a Safek Bal Tosif you're not going to ruin a carbon. Maybe generally for a Safek Bal Tosif you will ruin a carbon, but over here your other option is a Vadai Bal Tigra. Right, in the situation that you have, those are your two options, Vadai Baltigra or Safek Baltosif. So that's why you pick a Safek Baltosif. So the Taras HaKadosh explains that Tosos adds this idea that for a Safek Baltosif, you're not going to ruin carbon from the Lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Baltosif Mehecha. What's Shayich Baltosif over here? Well, if Safek Baltosif meant real Baltosif, if Safek Baltosif counted as Baltosif, the Gemara shouldn't have phrased it that way. The Gemara should have said, who cares about Baltosif over here? It's better to violate the Safek than violate a Vadai Baltigra. But the Gemara says, Baltosif Mehecha, what do you mean Baltosif? What are we worried about Baltosif? It's not Shaykh Baltosif. Makes it sound like whenever it's a Safek Baltosif, you don't have to worry about Baltosif. Baltosif is only B'makom Vadai, not B'makom Safek. That's the Yesod of Tosos. Now, obviously, Baltosif is a much much bigger sugya than we're really going to be able to get into in the context of our Gemara. Just to mention a couple of basic ideas in relation to Baltosif, there's a very well-known machlokas between the Rambam and the Raivin in Hilchos Mamrim, in the ninth parak of Hilchos Mamrim, in the second parak of Hilchos Mamrim, Halachatas, I think, where the Rambam writes that the Rambam asks a fundamental kasha. He says, I don't understand. How are the Rabbanan ever allowed to make takanos? Isn't every takana that they make Baltosif? They're adding to the Torah? And how are the Rabbanan ever allowed to make gezeros? Isn't every gezera that they make a violation of Baltigra? How are they allowed to do that? So the Rambam says, no, as long as they tell us what they're doing, and they tell us, look, this is a din d'Rabbanan, so that's not Baltosif or Baltigra. If they lie to us and they tell us that it's a din d'Oraisa, they say, it's a din d'Oraisa that you have to do this, that would be Baltosif, Eidachinami, that would be Baltosif, says the Rambam. Asks the Raivin, what do you mean? If they lie to us and tell us that it's a din d'Oraisa, it's Baltosif. That's what a smachta is. Isn't that a smachta where the Rabbanan take it into Rabbanan and they show you a pasuk and they say, look, shteitan pasuk, you have to do this way. So that's a smachta. They do that all the time. How could you call that Baltosif? Asks the Raivin. So what emerges from that is the Raivin has a very unique understanding of what a smachta means. The Rambam writes in the Akdamah to the Perush Mishnayos that a smachta is a way of saying a mnemonic device. That the Rabbanan know that, and they're very honest with us, and they tell us, look, this din is a din d'Rabbanan. You want an easy way to remember this din d'Rabbanan? Look at this pasuk, and this pasuk will give you an easy way to remember it. But it's a din d'Rabbanan. They don't hold any punches. They don't lie to us. They tell us straight up it's purely a din d'Rabbanan. A smachta is a way to remember a din d'Rabbanan. That's a Rambam's view of an Asmachta. The Ritva's view of Asmachta is, Ritva Misach Rosh Hashanah, is that the Torah is such a deep book, and it has so much meaning, and so many layers of meaning, is that there are certain times where the Torah includes halachos that cannot be derived from the Yud Gimel Midrash Shatorim Drashas Ben, but it's Kilo HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving a wink to the Rabbanan, here, look here, this is where you should make a din to Rabbanan. And that's what Asmachta is, when you have a pasuk that teaches us a din, but it can't teach it with any of the Yud Gimel Midrash Shatorim Drashas Ben, so that din, therefore, by definition, only has the status of a din to Rabbanan, but it really is based in the pasuk in the Torah. The Ravid must understand Asmachta completely differently. The Ravid must understand Asmachta that Asmachta is the Rabbanan lying to us. That the Rabbanan want to make a din, they're afraid no one's going to listen to them, because they're going to think that it's not a valid din, that I'm not so concerned, I'm not going to come to violate this, so no one's going to listen to them. So the Rabbanan lie to us, tell us it's a din d'oraisa, show us a pasuk and say, look, it's a din d'oraisa, and that's a smachta. So the Ravid says, how could you say when the Rabbanan tell us that something is a din d'oraisa and it's really not, that it's a violation of Baltosif? That's a smachta. That shows the Ravid's understanding of a smachta is completely different than anybody else's understanding of a smachta. That's one yesodistic machlokas in the world of Baltosif. Another yesodistic machlokas in the world of Baltosif is there's a major kasha in Tosas Misach Rosh Hashanah. Tosas asks, how can we blow Shloshim Kolos? When you blow, the Ikar Adin Midaraisa says you blow 9 Kolos of on Rosh Hashanah with Shofar, right? Isn't Shloshim Kolos Bal Tosif, asks Tosas? So Tosas says, no. When you repeat a Maisa Mitzvah over and over again, to do a Mitzvah twice is not Bal Tosif. When you add to a Mitzvah, I add 5 Parshios in the Tefillin, that's Bal Tosif. To put on Tefillin twice is not Bal Tosif. Right, whenever you do a mitzvah multiple times, if you add to the Birchas Kohanim, that's Baltosif. When you do Birchas Kohanim twice, not Baltosif.
You're changing the parshas of tefillin.
What?
You're putting a different tefillin. The parshas are in a different order. It's not the same mice over and over.
He's only, if I'm putting it on a bigger time, I'm saying, let's assume I put on Rashi twice. I just thought I'd take one of my tefillin, put it back on. That's not Bal Tosef. That's a bad example, really, because tefillin are supposed to be worn all day. But that would not be Bal Tosef. But when you go and you add to a mitzvah, that's going to be Bal Tosef. It says Tosef, what are you doing in Rosh Hashanah? You're just doing the same mitzvah over and over again. You're doing the nine tekiyos over and over again. That's how you get your shloshim kolos or 100 kolos, whatever, however many you blow. You're just doing the same thing over and over again. That's Tosef's idea. The Rashba says, no. Whenever you have something that's a takana de Rabbanan, by definition, it's not going to be Bal Tosef. Whenever the Rabbanan institute that you should do it, you're not having kavana lahosef. You're just doing a takana de Rabbanan, the Rabbanan institute, that's the way you're supposed to do something. So then, by definition, it's not going to be Bal Tosef. And he says, I'll bring you a raya, says the Rashba. The Rabbanan tell you you're not allowed to blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. Isn't that Bal Tigra? The Rabbanan tell you not allowed to blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos. Bal Tigra, you're not doing the mitzvah of shofar. So you see that no, because it's a takana de Rabbanan, it's not Bal Tigra. It's mele when it's a takana de Rabbanan, it's not Bal Tosef. Asks to Reuven on the Rashba, what do you mean Bal Tigra if I don't blow shofar on Shabbos? That's not Bal Tigra. That's a bittul mitzvah we discussed yesterday. There's a big difference between doing a mitzvah b'chisaron and just not doing a mitzvah. When you do a mitzvah in a lacking way, when you're missing something, that's Bal Tigra. When you don't do a mitzvah at all, that's not Bal Tigra. So what exactly the Rashba means is an interesting topic, an interesting shir for a different time. Just wanted to mention a couple of yisodistic machlokes in the world of Bal Tosef. Let's get back into our Gemara. So says Gemara, ubibalu lo pligi. Do they not argue in the case of balul, in the case where the two bloods are actually mixed together in a lach belach kind of tairoves? Va'atanya, we have a braisam, Rabbi Yudolo Nechlu, Rabbi Lezer v'chamal, that Rabbi Lezer and the Chum agree that if blood of a carbon chatas and blood of a carbon olah gets mixed together, that you should be makrevit, but roveh v'nirva shalo yikrav gets mixed together with a roveh blood or a nirva blood, which is definitely possible that you should not be makrevit. Al manech l'ku, where do we have a machlokas in our Mishnah? Al dam t'mimash and esayr b'dam balas mum, where you have blood of a carbon, a valid carbon mixed with blood of a bal mum carbon. Shar b'lezer amar yikrav, here's the key line. Bain bibalul, bain bikosos. Rabbi Lezer says you should be makar of that blood, whether it's mixed together, bibalul, it's completely mixed together, or whether it's just mixed together, bikosos, it's just mixed together in the same cut, just the cups are mixed together, are confused for each other. But don't you see that the machlokas applies even when it's not balul, even when it is balul, you see the machlokas applies. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda alibis Rabbi Lazar Masni, bein bebalul bein bekosos. Rabbanan bekosos pligi. That the truth is, Rabbi Yehuda was only saying, according to Rabbi Lazar, that it's bein bebalul bein bekosos, but the Rabbanan would only disagree when it comes to a case of kosos. So Amar Abaye lo shanu elatchilas chatos viola. So Abaye says a chiddush that when we said the machlokas about a chatos and ola in our Mishnah, where the blood of a chatos and the blood of an ola get mixed together, where the Rabbanan say, you just got to pour the whole thing out, you can't do any of the matnos dam, that machlokas is talking about where you have a tchilas chatas va'ola, meaning you haven't done any of the matnos dam on either of the karbanos. Remember, blood of a chatas belongs on the top half of the mizbeach, blood of an ola on the bottom half of the mizbeach. So before you did any of the matnos dam, the two bloods got mixed together. So the Rabbanan say, well, you have no etza, because what are you going to do? You're going to throw the blood on the top of the mizbeach? Well, that's bad for the ola, and that's pasul. You're going to throw it on the bottom half of the mizbeach? That's bad for the chatas. So that's where the Rabbanan say, you can't do anything. You got to pour it all out. That's where you have a machlokas. Aval sof chatos viola. But what if you have blood of a carbon chatos that was already thrown on the top half of the mizbeach that gets mixed in with blood of an ola that hasn't been thrown on the mizbeach yet? So now what do you have? What do you do with leftover blood of a chatos after you already did the mitzvah of zrika? You're supposed to pour it into the yisoda on mizbeach, in the bottom part of the mizbeach. Where does carbon ola blood get thrown? The chachila? On the bottom half of the mizbeach. So if your tarovis is chatos blood that's already been thrown with all the blood that hasn't been thrown, well then divrei hakol makom ola makom shirayim. Everyone's going to say, just throw it on the bottom half of the mizbeach, because the place where you're supposed to throw the carbon ola blood the chachila is the place where the shirayim of chatos blood is supposed to go anyway. It's a chiddush because what it's telling us is normally we think Shirayim is in the Amma, is in the very bottom of the Mizbeach, in the Amma. We wouldn't think of the whole bottom half of the Mizbeach as being kosher for Shirayim, but that's the chiddush, that the Makom Ola, that the whole bottom half of the Mizbeach, even the wall on the bottom half of the Mizbeach, is kosher for the Shirayim of a Karban Chatas. Samalei Rav Yosef, Hachiyam Rav Yudah Shirayim Tzricha Nitzvah. Rav Yosef says, no, I disagree, that Shirayim need to be thrown in the Itztva. They need to be thrown on the base of the Mizbeach. They cannot be thrown on the whole bottom half of the Mizbeach. And therefore, the Rabbanan would hold, even in this case, you have to pour the whole thing out. Rabbi Shimon had the same chiddush that if you have blood of Karban Chatas that's already been thrown, so Shirayim of Chatas mixed together with all the blood that hasn't been thrown, that you could throw it on the bottom half of the Mizbeach and you're fine. And Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. He says, V'tem Rabbi Lazar Adayini Machlokas. They know that it's still a Machlokas, that even in that case, the Rabbanan would say it's no good, because the Shirayim of Chatas need to be on the very bottom of the Mizbeach. They cannot be on the bottom half. They need to be on that bottom Amma of the Mizbeach. So this is the Machlokas. So basically, just to be clear, because the rest of the daf is about this, Machlokas, if you have blood of a Karban Chatas that's already been thrown on the top of the Mizbeach, so it's only Shirayim blood of a Karban Chatas mixed together with blood of a Karban Ola that has not yet been thrown, what's the halacha? Can you throw it all on the bottom half of the Mizbeach and say, Mimanav Shechem, okay, the Ola blood belongs there, and the Chatas Shirayim also belongs there? Or do you say, no, Chatas Shirayim doesn't belong on the bottom half of the Mizbeach, it belongs on the very bottom Amma of the Mizbeach, on the very end of the Mizbeach, to be Shofichit, to pour it away? That is the machlokas. Now, according to the Shita, that the din of Shirayim is kosher on the whole bottom half of the Mizbeach, the Brisker Rav explains that Shvicha Shirayim has to be on what we call the Yesod HaMizbeach. The Chiddush is, though, that the entire bottom half of the Mizbeach is called Yesod. And the fact that Dama Ola is put on the bottom half of the Mizbeach is because Dama Ola also needs to be put on the Yesod. That's how the Brisker Rav understands the Rambam and Perashim Shnayis, that the whole big Chiddush, the whole bottom half of the Mizbeach, has a Shem Yesod. That the entire bottom half of the Mizbeach is called the Yesod HaMizbeach. He has a lot of rayas to this idea. We're not going to be able to get into the riots. I'm just really, it's getting late. But maybe if we have time later, we'll get back to it. So says the Gemara, okay, now we have this machlokas. Masav Rav Huna Bar Yehuda, Kodesh Heim, Shem Nesayiv B'dam Kachem Achirim Yikrivu. Pasuk says Kodesh Heim, which implies that the Baye Bechor, which implies that it gets mixed in with other karbanos, so it could still be brought. My Lav, Sof Ola, Ubechor, Ushram No Makom Ola Makom Shirayim. Isn't this talking about a case of Ola blood that's already been brought, mixed together with Bechor blood, and you see that the makam of the Ola is a makam Shirayim, that the place where the Ola blood is supposed to be put is considered the a makam for Shirayim of other Kabanos. Lo, tchilas Ola Bechor. No, we're talking about it where you have a Ola blood that hasn't been poured yet on the Mizbeach, and Bechor blood, and therefore they both belong to the bottom half of the Mizbeach. So that's why you're allowed to put it on the bottom half of the Mizbeach. But we're not talking about Shirayim at all. Umay kamash malon, what's the Chiddush then? Of course, if you have two bloods that both belong in the bottom half of the Mizbeach, so what's the grace of Chiddush that you put them both at the bottom half of the Mizbeach? No, they ain't all the Mevatim Zezed. The Chiddush is that you don't say, well, maybe one blood is the majority and the other is the minority, and therefore the minority blood doesn't count as anything. It's already been batel. You might think that it doesn't count as anything. It's already been batel. Chiddush is that, no, we don't assume that there's bittel by blood of two different karbanos. So, haimi v'lokach midam, but we already know that din, that blood of two different karbanos, that the majority is not mevat to the minority. We know that from the fact that it talks about the mixture of the blood of the par and the blood of the sa'ir. Remember, we said the dama par has to be so much more blood than the dama sa'ir. Just look at the two animals. Obviously, a par has a lot more blood than a sa'ir, and yet after they're mixed together, the pasuk says you're taking from the dama par and from the dama sa'ir. Why doesn't the pasuk just say you're taking from the dama par? Dama Asar is already batel. It's batel barov. It's already gone. It's completely enveloped in the mixture of the damapar. Elamai, what do you see from that pasuk? That it's never batel, even barov, when an ola is not mevatel ola. So what do I need another chiddush, another haim to teach me, another pasuk to teach me that an ola is not mevatel zezeh? Says Gemara Tanaihi. It's machlokas Tanaim, where we learn this din of ola in mevatel zezeh. Ikud nafke lemehacha, vikud nafke lemehacha. Some learn it from haim, some learn it from damapar of damisayir. So Masav Rava, Rava asked Vaiter, the kriv b'nei Aaron is dam v'zorko es adam. Pasuk says the b'nei Aaron bring the blood of the ola, and the zorek the blood of the ola. So matam alomer dam dam. Why does the pasuk have to say twice dam? It has to tell me about blood twice. Sheyachol, because I might think, that when can you be makrav the dam if there's a taroves? That's if the blood of a carbon ola gets mixed together with a blood of a tamura of a carbon ola, which sha'af mechayim tikrav, which even if the two animals would have gotten mixed together when they were alive, you would have to be makrav both animals. Even if they don't get mixed together, the halach of tamura is you makrav both animals as a carbon. So it's no big chiddush that when their bloods get mixed together, that you makrav both of their blood. How do I know that if Ola blood gets mixed together with Toda and Shlamim blood, that you're makrav that too? Marbani Toda Shlamim Shabam Beneder Unedava Kamosa. Now I know that Toda and Shlamim should also be brought together with it, because Toda and Shlamim have something very important in common with an Ola. Ola could be brought Beneder Unedava, Toda and Shlamim could be brought Beneder Unedava. So they're very similar to each other. So that's how I know you could be makrav and they get mixed together. Minayin l'rabul sasa asham. How do I know that the same is true of an asham which cannot be brought b'neder u'nedava? Marbani asa asham shetan matan dalet kamoso. Asham is kachikachim. It's also very similar to an ola in that it requires for matanos of dam. So that comparison, that link between the two of them is enough to tell me that when they get mixed together, there you can be makrav them. B'chor u'maisur pesach minayin. How do I know that if b'chor u'maisur pesach gets mixed together with all of that too, you can be makrav? Tamalomar dam dam. That's why the pasuk says dam several times to teach me that din. So I learned from the word dam dam that no matter what kind of blood gets mixed together with the carbonola, you can be makrav it. Now what's the case? My love, sof ola. Aren't we talking about a case where you already threw the blood of the carbonola? And you just have the shirayim blood, which really should be poured into the very bottom of the mizbeach, the yisod of the mizbeach, ubuchar, and you have blood of a buchar which belongs on the bottom half of the mizbeach, right? Ushmami nam makam ola makam shirayim. And we see that you're allowed to take this mixture of blood, the shirayim of an ola, which would have the same din as the shirayim of a chatos. Remember, ola and chatos go in different places when you do the zrika. The zrika of an ola is in the bottom half of the mizbech, the zrika of the chatos is on the top half of the mizbech. Shirayim of an ola and shirayim of a chatos have the same din. They're poured into the yisoda mizbech, right? So aren't we talking about a case where you have shirayim of an ola, which get mixed together with blood of a bechor? Now the blood of a bechor belongs in the bottom half of the mizbech, the shirayim of the ola belongs in the yisod, and yet you see that you could throw the whole mixture in the bottom half of the mizbeach and it's okay. What's that a raya to? It's a raya to the idea that shirayim don't have to be in the yisod mamish. The whole bottom half is okay. Makam shirayim is the same makam as the makam of the ola. So that's why, so you see, it's a raya, like we said before, that the shiarei chatas can be thrown together with the original dam of the ola, because it's all the shirayim belongs in the bottom half and that's it. Says the Gemara, lo, it's not a raya. Tchilas ola b'chor. We're actually talking about the blood of an ola that has not yet been thrown with the blood of a b'chor that has not yet been thrown. But wait a second. Both of those bloods belong where? On the bottom half of the mizbeach. So what's the big chiddush? I have two bloods that both belong on the bottom half of the mizbeach, and I'm told to throw them on the bottom half of the mizbeach? Of course. Why would I think otherwise? O my kamash malan. The only chiddush that it could be teaching me is that ain't olin mevatel zezeh. That one carbon isn't mevatel the other with the riboy dam by having extra blood. But mi v'lachach midam par midam asari nafka. I already know that from v'lachach midam par midam asari, as we just explained, that the dam par outnumbers the dam asayir. Says Gemara Tanaihi, ikad denafka le mehacha, v'ikad denafka le mehacha. It's machlokas tanaim where we know this idea of ain where we know this idea of ain olin mevatel zezeh. So it turns out that we have three sources for the idea of Ein Olam Mevatlin Zezeh. We have Damasar V'damas Hapar V'damas Sa'ir is one pasuk. We have Dam Dam, the repetition of the word Dam in this pasuk that we just said. And we had earlier the Haim, the drasha from Haim by Bechar. So we have three sources, three psukim that different Tanaim used to teach me this idea of Ein Olam Mevatlin Zezeh. So now the Gemara is going to deal with why would any Tana not like the other two sources? So Vahani Tanaim Yivlachim V'dam Hapar V'damasar Loyalthi, the reason they reject the pasuk of Dama Parvadama Sayir is Kasavri Ein Ma'avin L'Kronos. They hold that the stage of Avoda that the pasuk is talking about when it says you take from the Dama Par and Dama Sayir is before you mix the two bloods together. That when you're putting the blood on the Kronos, you're actually taking from the cup of Par blood and separately from the cup of Sayir blood. That it hasn't been mixed together. But Enochinami, if it were mixed together, maybe the Par blood would have been Mevatel the Sayir blood and it wouldn't be called Dama Sayir anymore. Midam, Dam lo Yalif. The other two don't like the source of Dam Dam. Dam Dam lo Mashmulu. They just don't think the repetition of the word Dam is enough to teach me this drasha. Elami Kodesh Haim, my time lo Yalfi. But why would anyone have a problem with Kodesh Haim being the source for Ein Olam Mevatel Ola? So Kasavri, Kodesh Haim, Haim Craven Vein Tumra. They hold Kodesh Haim is to tell me that the Tamura of a Bechar is not brought as a Karban. The Idach and the other Shitos will say, no, I know that Nafkale me im sharim sel Hashem who Karvein Tamurasa Kreva. I have a different Pasuk that teaches me that din, that the Tamura of a Bechar is not brought as a Karban. Tashma, another Ryan. Nasan the Malav Lanimlach. Let's say the guy put the blood on the top half of the Mizbeach and he didn't ask what to do. Eluve Elamodim Shiachs or Vitin the Mata. Everyone agrees that you should go and put the blood on the bottom half of the Mizbeach. That everyone agrees. Even though the Rabbanan said that if you ask a Shaila before you do anything, pour all the blood out, because you're for sure going to be doing something wrong when you put it on the top half of the Mizbeach. You're going to be putting blood that belongs on the bottom and the top, and that's bad. The Rabbanan will say if you already put it on the top, then everyone agrees you could put on the bottom of the Mizbeach. Elu ve'elu olulo, and then your yotze both karbanos. So my love the yar of chatos v'ola, isn't it a case where dam of chatos got mixed with dam of nola? V'kivin the yavle lemala havlu shirayim, and therefore what happened when you put blood on the top half of the mizbeach? Yotze your chatos blood. And the rest of the chatos blood now has a din of shirayim. It's leftover chatos blood. And what do you do with leftover chatos blood? You pour it into the yisod. And what are we saying? That to be yotze, that pouring into the yisod, you don't have to put it in the yisod, mamish. Just put it in the bottom half of the mizbeach. So it's Vaiter Araya that the idea is that the place where you put the carbonola blood, which is the whole bottom half of the Mizbeach, is kosher for Shirayim of a carbon chattis also. It's kosher for Shirayim of a carbon chattis carbonola. So Kiyasar Vizek Bar Yosef Amar Amri B'marava Hachumay Eskin Ungon Diyar of Chattis Achitzona B'Shirayim. No, the case that we're talking about over here is where chatos hachitzona got mixed in with shirayim of a chatos hapnimis, where the point is that that we're talking about shirayim of chatos chitzona got mixed together with shirayim of chatos pnima, where both of them actually belong on the bottom half of the mizbeach. That's what we're saying. So both of them belong on the bottom half of the mizbeach. That's where you throw both of them. But it's not talking about where it gets mixed in with a carbon ola that has not yet been thrown. Amle Abayi v'neimu markagon diyarav b'shirayim. Why don't you just say it's two chatos chitzonos who both of their bloods have been thrown already and on the top of the mizbeach? And why do you have to bring in a chatos penimis into the mixture? Says Gemara Dilma Hakamash. Maybe it's telling me the following thing. Afilu mandiyam shirayim ma'akvin, chasrein ma'akvin. Even if you hold that if you don't do the shirayim, it's ma'akiv the whole carbon by chatos penimis. But if you were missing some of the blood because you threw it on the top half of the mizbeach by accident, if you're missing some of the blood, as long as there's something left to do the shvicha shirayim with, still that's going to be okay. So Amalei Rav Tosfah Ravina. So Rav Tosfah says to Ravina, wait a second. Ho kimna ahahi. We already said that this case where everyone is moda that you pour in the bottom half of the mizbeach beruba elyonim v'kayav lemala shir tachtonim va'od. We already said it's talking about a case where most of the blood in the mixture is blood that belongs on the top of the mizbeach, and the amount of blood that you put on the top is the volume of blood that belongs on the bottom plus a little bit. So you're guaranteed that on the top of the mizbeach you threw some of the blood that belongs on the top of the mizbeach. Wasn't that the ukimta we already made? So why do you have to say say it's chatos and shirayim, we already made an ukimta that the volumes we're dealing with are where we know for sure that you were yotzei the shvicha on the top of them, the zrika on the top of them is beach. So no, that ukimta was only within the assumption of the Gemara that ein bila, that when blood gets mixed together, we don't necessarily assume that all the blood gets totally mixed. But the maskana, we're talking about a case where it's not even liquids that were mixed; it was just kosos that were confused for each other. Mimela, all the previous ukimtas that we had to the Mishnah fall away, and that's why we need to be dochak over here to say that we're talking about the chatos and the shirayim that get mixed in with each other. Okay, Mishnah tomorrow we'll pick up from the Mishnah and pay off from the base.